This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. For today's show, we'll be hearing an update from the Greenville FFA chapter. Greenville hosted the Section 19 Leadership Training School earlier this week. I attended the event and helped with one of the workshops and had a chance to visit with their chapter president, Brooke Krenkel. Brooke, let's start out by having you tell us a little bit about yourself and your role with the FFA chapter here.
Okay, my name is Brooke Krenkel, like stated. I live here in Greenville. I've been attending for 4 years now. I'm a senior, and I am the chapter president as well as Section 19 president.
And I'll actually start off by talking about the event that I was here for tonight. We just wrapped up the Section 19 Leadership Training School, and as section president, you had a lot to do with that. So fill us in on some of the planning and stuff that took place tonight.
Okay, to start off, I had to get workshops created to have our members attend. We have roughly about 700 members within our section, so this is always a really good opportunity for them to come. It's very beneficial. I had to contact colleges within our area, whether it be anywhere in Illinois, Missouri, maybe some Kentucky, and see if they can come attend for our career fair. We have got a keynote address from our Illinois Association FFA state president, J.C. Campbell. We had a coin and food drive, and a lot of our members had a great time. It's always just a really good event for them.
Well, it sounds like it was a great event, and as I was here, I saw a great turnout. And I want to focus on some more events that are specific to the Greenville chapter, something you actually just wrapped up. You had a field day.
Yes, we did. So the Greenville chapter has their own test plot that we have every single year. It's always corn, and we do usually do different populations and varieties. And this year, it was out off of 140. We usually have all the different seed varieties come, and they present about their seed companies and possible career opportunities there. It was a great turnout. We had a meal. We had presenters. We flew the drone for a bit, and it was just a beautiful day for that.
Sounds like a great experience for all the FFA members. And also, you have a CDE coming up next week. Fill us in on what that is.
Yes, so we have the Land Use CDE, which is put on by Kaskaskia College. So basically, the instructions are to test soil and see how well we can use it for various things like planting, how well it irrigates, et cetera, things just to that nature.
How has the chapter done in previous years? Have you competed before and done well, or what have the results been?
Actually, I went last year, and out of about the 80 members who competed, I got 10th place. Soils is actually my favorite CDE. A lot of the other members enjoy it. Mr. Zimmerman does a great job teaching us about it, and it can really apply if you plan to do anything with farming or soil or crop sciences.
And next that we want to talk about is something starting up in October. You have a food drive planned.
Yes, we do. So Harvest for the Food Drive, it's normally put up out in front of the thrift store here in Greenville. It is put on by West Porshaw. Usually we just have, you can have free pork burgers, chops, soda, and a drink if you bring in so many canned food items. And it goes to our local food pantry.
And asking just anyone in the high school to participate in that, probably members of the community too?
Yes, we have high school members participate. The officers will all be there. And it's just all for the community to come and stop by and get a good meal.
And finally, we're going to talk about something that, as I remember from my time in FFA, one of the most exciting parts of the year, and that's National Convention. Tell us when that's happening and where it's at this year.
National Convention is October 16th to the 22nd. My chapter experience with that was always a lot of fun. Very motivational speakers. They had a lot of events and awards going on. I always loved going and meeting other people from other states. And actually, this year, as a section president, I am privileged to serve as a national delegate for the diversity committee.
Sounds like a really exciting experience. And as your role as section president, are there any other things that you're going to be involved with throughout the year that you'd like to highlight?
I'm just looking forward to the year ahead, actually.
Greenville FFA chapter president and Section 19 FFA president, Brooke Krenkel. And that's all we've got today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.